Sometimes it is not good for us to see something until we are ready. You can think of different times when you were little where you saw things that you should not have seen. It was not time for you to see it. A simple and obvious one would be Christmas presents. It was not good for you to see what you were given until it was Christmas, because that's when you opened the gift. I can remember plenty of times where I would sneak open and, you know, develop little tactics to peel open the Christmas wrapping to see what was under there. And whenever I would do that, I always kind of thought, oh, I just ruined the surprise. And it would kind of ruin Christmas, despite the fact that I really wanted to see that. And there's so many other examples when we were little, and even now, when it is not good for us to see certain things until the appropriate time comes. Well, in today's video, I want to talk about this amazing line from the Passion Narrative of Mark that talks about seeing. Join me in today's video and you will see what I'm talking about. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the life of your Son Jesus, because he shows us who you are. Please give us the eyes of wisdom. Give us the Holy Spirit to help us to see what it is that you are trying to show us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me in today's video. And if you like and love this channel, please hit the like button if it is giving you help and grace. Please also support this channel through patreon.com and through Etsy purchasing merchandise. I will put links for those below. In Patreon, you can become a monthly patron where you anything from $1 to $5 to $10 to whatever amount you're able to. And if you're not able to support this channel financially, please pray for me and also for every Catholic and Christian YouTuber out there. Please also know that with each and every viewer that comes to this channel, I am praying for you. Now, whenever I pray for God, since there are so many things to pray for, I say, God, please bless each and every person that watches these videos. So if you do not watch my videos, which you wouldn't know because you probably wouldn't even be here, if you do not watch my videos, I am not praying for you. So watch my videos, more prayer for you. So friends, we are talking about the gift of vision, that sometimes it is not good for us to see something until we are ready. And again, you can think of so many different examples from your life, and especially from when you were younger, but even now. So in the Gospel of Mark and the Passion Narrative, there is this one line that is so profound. And it says, the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. What did the veil of the temple do? Okay, so first there's this idea in Jewish theology that God is so holy, and his presence is so magnetic and electric and powerful, that if anything was in his presence that was not like God, that was not holy, that was not ready to see God, that God's presence would kill you. And there's many, many examples of this in the Old Testament, and he was trying to convey this idea to them. Now, when we first hear this, we think, this is weird. This is crazy. But there's something about God's presence that anything that is unlike it, it is so powerful that it just as if fries it up. I can't necessarily think of an example, but maybe using just a simple example of light and darkness. When you turn on the light, all the darkness sort of fries away and goes away. You know, if you just sort of observe that, there's not really much darkness left, and the brighter the light, the more the darkness is gone. So if we use kind of like an analogy like that, like anything that is not God, when God's presence comes there, whatever is not God goes away. For this very reason, God would have all these types of rules to protect the Jewish people from from being killed by his presence, because there was, we wouldn't understand it then, but they wouldn't understand it then, but we could see it now. There was things in them that were not God, that were not ready to see God. So when God had the Jewish people build the temple, he had all these kind of protective mechanisms in the architecture. He had an outer court built, and then another court inside of that. And then there was a temple, the area where the priests would gather. And then there was the Holy of Holies, the place that had the most concentrated amount of God's presence on earth. The high priest could only go there once a year. And I believe that when you were picked high priest, it was, you know, there was this huge privilege, but they didn't know what would happen, that you would be so close to God's presence. They thought that you could possibly die. So when you would go in there once a year, they would tie a chain around you so that they could pull you out in case you died. So their idea of God's presence was this magnificent thing that you didn't want to go and see until you were ready. Hence kind of the theme for today's video. So when that veil was torn, God's presence was made manifest. That veil was one of the things that protected and separated the Holy of Holies from that outer area where the priests would gather. That's what that veil served. So the veil being torn from top to bottom, first on the one hand, it's clear that that means God is the one that tore it. Because if we would have torn it, it would have been torn from bottom to top. That veil was probably 20 or 30 feet high. So clearly that was an action of God. So what did it mean that the veil was torn? It means this: God was shown. God was manifested. As if God is saying, he's pulling apart the veil and saying, here I am, you can see me. When did this happen? It happened at the moment of Jesus' death. So how can we interpret this? The veil was torn and pulled apart, and God revealed himself at the end of Jesus' life. Now, did God fully reveal himself only at the end of Jesus' life? No. What this means is, with Jesus' life having drawn to a conclusion, everything had been shown. Think of Jesus' life as a movie from beginning to end. Once the whole movie had been shown and we had seen all of it, it's as if God had said, okay, now that everything has been shown, you can now look at his life and see God. As Catholics, that's why we meditate on the life of Jesus, because how can we as Catholics, how can we as humans see God? We can't in our human bodies. If we were to look at God, it would be too much. We wouldn't even understand. We wouldn't be ready to see what we are seeing. However, God has revealed himself through the life of Jesus. When we think of any aspect of the life of Jesus, that aspect of the life of Jesus shows us something of the mystery of God. And the whole of the life of Jesus shows us the whole of the mystery of God. That's why when he died, when his life was concluded, it's as if God was saying, now you can see. Now you can see. Now there's a special significance with the death of Jesus. The death of Jesus, in a very particular way, shows us God in a way that the rest of his life does, but not to the same degree. Why? What does Jesus' death reveal to us, particularly about God? Why is it significant in showing us who and what God is? Let me get something. Now, although all of Jesus' life reveals God, think of it like this. Jesus' life reveals God's feet, his legs, his stomach, his torso, his back, his shoulders, his arms, his hands. In a similar way, when God showed himself to Moses and Moses said, "I want to see you," God told him, "I will pass by and you will see my back and you will see my glory, but my face you cannot see or else you die." So in other words, God was telling Moses, "I will show you part of me, but I can't show you my face." Jesus' life reveals part of God, but not his face. And Jesus' life was also helping to prepare people to get ready to see what they were going to see on Good Friday. What do people see at Jesus' death? They see God's face. Do you want to know what God's face looks like? It looks like this. It looks like a totally humiliated, beaten, poured out, bloodied, humble, loving, forgiving, pure, self-sacrificial to the point of death, offered for you type of person. That's what you were to see if you were to look at God's face. It's frightening. It's violent. It's gruesome. It's challenging. It leaves you speechless if you really see it. If you were there at the foot of the cross that day, you were absolutely speechless. You had nothing to say, as the prophet Isaiah said. It was the most horrifying thing you had ever seen. And yet, at the same time, the most beautiful thing that you had seen. Because that death was offered for you. That's the face of God. So when that veil was torn, it's as if God's face was revealed. Now, a significant thing is, where else is there a veil? Veils are worn, for instance, at weddings. At weddings. At a wedding, one of the most significant moments is when the bride has her veil lifted so that they can see each other, sort of for the first time in the wedding, although obviously they've seen each other before. In a similar way, that's what's happening at the crucifixion. That's why the veil was torn, and that's its significance. God is saying, "I will now show you my face." And what does his face look like? It looks like this. It looks like this. That's why Catholics have crucifixes, because it's the face of God. If you are a Protestant, go and buy a crucifix. Because what I'm telling you is true. When was the veil torn? When Jesus died. What did removing the veil mean? It means showing something, showing God's face. What was God's face? It was what Jesus looked like when he died. Like this. Can you see that? There we go. That's what God's face looks like. No longer be happy with just a cross. You need to get a crucifix if you want to see God's face. It will challenge you to be more than what you are, which is why some people don't want a crucifix, because they don't want to be challenged. They want to sit on their lazy boys and have a lazy, comfy life. This ain't a lazy boy. This is a challenging, sacrificial life. My friends, I hope that Holy Week tears the veil for you. I hope that Holy Week prepares you to see what's behind that veil. Just because the veil has been torn doesn't mean you have looked past it. Doesn't mean that you're ready to see what has been shown. It's time for you to see what's behind that veil. It's time for you to really see what this looks like. God bless you, and have a beautiful Holy Week, and see you in the next video.